Welcome to today's edition of TWAT Radio. I am your host, Risk Free, and today I'm going to be talking about SNMP. To begin with, SNMP stands for Simple Network Management Protocol. As the name implies, it does management of your network infrastructure. SNMP relies on two devices on your network. The first is called the Network Management Station, or NMS for short. It is the server running the software to manage your network tasks, and it does polling and receives the traps, and I will talk about the traps in a little bit. The second is an agent. The agent is software that runs on the device you are managing, which could be a router, a switch, or some kind of server. Now what the agent does is send a trap to the NMS. The trap consists of any number of information that the NMS wants to know about or what is happening on the agent. You can kind of base it on a phone call, sort of. Now the way SNMP manages its data are through what is called Management Information Base, or MIB for short. No, not Men in Black. The MIBs sort of look like a tree in their hierarchical sense, and I won't go into the details in them, but you have to look up the RFCs on them because it's way too much information to go into in this podcast. However, there are standardized ones for each version of SNMP, version 1, 2, and 3. 3 being the most common and most used right now. There are also proprietary ones from Cisco, from Nortel, and each one of these MIBs will have certain what's called object identifiers, or OID for short. And these OIDs will be only relevant to the particular hardware that it's running on. But if you really want to figure out what's on the MIBs and what information you can pull from certain devices, you want to look up the RFCs for the management information bases. Now you may be wondering, how useful is SNMP and what can you do with it? I want to say it's basically limitless. If a device goes down on your network, you will be able to know right away when that happens. And when said device goes down, you can have SNMP trigger your NMS to, say, send out a phone call or send you a text message on your cell phone so you'll know that it goes down. You can do device uptimes, you can do inventory of OS versions, you can collect information on your network interface, you can collect throughput, you can do pretty much anything. You can pretty much collect any information about the system that you want. Now there are plenty of open source implementations that you can use SNMP with. You can use Perl to write a script to query devices. You can even write a Perl server to collect stats. And you can use NetSNMP, again, another open source implementation. There are also proprietary applications such as HP's OpenView. Now, normally, these applications will only work with, in the case with HP's OpenView software, it will only work with HP's switches, routers, the like. This is a very short overview of SNMP, and it would take me quite a while to go into how it works. O'Reilly has written a great book on SNMP, entitled Essential SNMP. I own a copy of this book, and I do suggest it. To find out what those MIB RFCs are, go to Wikipedia and type in SNMP, and they will give you a list of the RFCs that each version of SNMP uses. Hopefully that helps you with your network troubles in the future. And I thank you for listening to my first edition, or my first time on TWAT Radio.